I going to a wedding, or is the Easter coming up on its way here in just a little bit? With a little bunny hop this morning, we're going to hop over to the hotline and talk with Jennifer Lynch. She is toy trend specialist and contact developer for the Toy Association. She joins us here to talk about toys for Easter and the importance of play. Jennifer, I'm jealous. How do you become a member of the Toy Association?
Industry, but my job is really fun because I get to talk toys all year long. So,
well, let's talk about. I mean, what is the importance of toys? I mean, they sort of keep the kids quiet. They're fun, but what do you find from some surveys and things you've done? What's the importance of really toys in a child's life?
Yeah, there's so many different benefits to play and playing with toys. One of the great things about toys is that, you know, they help to develop like fine and gross motor skill development when kids are really little, but they can also offer a lot of social emotional support, especially during the pandemic. We saw a lot of kids and families turning to toys, play, to give themselves a little emotional boost during that time period as well.
Yeah, you're never alone if you've got a toy. You can always be creative that way. And of course, different toys for different age groups as well. What's hot out there right now? What are people looking to buy, and maybe related to Easter, finding in our Easter basket?
Yeah, you know, obviously when you think of an Easter basket, you think of candy, but these are some really great alternatives to candy that are sugar-free, so parents are going to love them. One great option is the Scribble Scrubbies Arctic Pets Collection. This is a line of collectible little miniaturized pet toys from Crayola that kids can color in, and they can recreate their designs over and over again, because when you dip them in water, it gives you a totally blank slate to work on. So really kind of tapping into that creative play, as well as tying in a little bit of collectability as well. Another great option is the John Deere Lego tractor. If you're looking for a construction toy, building sets are really great because families can actually build them together. This one is for ages 8 and up. And what I like about it is it's an introduction to engineering as well, because it does introduce kids to the Lego Technic line, which features more realistic moving parts and mechanisms. And obviously, it's really fun for role play post-build as well.
A lot of green Lego pieces, I would assume, make up that John Deere Lego tractor.
Exactly.
And it just gives kids different things to do. Any other toys that you see out there that are kind of fun this time?
Yeah, you know, one great option for a gift Easter basket is a stuffed animal. And Squishmallows are super popular. It's a line of stuffed animals. They're super squishy and cuddly. They have a new Wildlife Squad collection that features exotic pets. So there's everything from an antelope to a gorilla to an orangutan that kids can cuddle up with. What I also like about it is it's for ages birth and up. So it's really perfect for that first Easter basket. And it's going to get a lot of repeat play. Kids are going to snuggle up with it at night. Another great idea is if you're looking for hands-on arts and crafts, creativity is the Mini Clay World Candy Cart from Klutz. This is really perfect because it comes with 15 different activities that kids can create their own miniaturized versions of candy, from gumballs to licorice, everything in between. And obviously, it's sugar-free, so that's another thing parents are going to like. But there's a lot of repeat play to it.
Wow, these seem like a lot of fun. So you've given me the Scribble Scrabble and the Squishmallows. These are words, vocabulary words that I've never got to say, but it seems to be a lot of fun, even just with the names of these different items. But it's really important, I guess, to get the kids to play with some of these things. And most of what you told me there don't contain electronics. So there is a different trend in sometimes of what people want to use.
Exactly. Screen-free play is very hot, and it's not going away. It's something that, again, gets the whole family involved. And play is not just for kids. It's for all ages. So parents can get in on the fun with these toys as well.
Right. Get down on your hands and knees and get to their level and start playing with the Squishmallow, right?
Squishmallows, yeah. Kind of like marshmallow, but squish.
I see a picture of them. I'm trying to figure out how big are they? What's the size of them, or are they a variety?
They come in a variety of sizes. They range from just a few inches tall up to 12 inches to 18 inches to jumbo size. So it's really up to kids and parents what they want to get in the Squishmallows line. There's 1,000 different characters in the line right now, so lots of characters to choose from.
Right. I'm looking at them right now. They're all staring back at me, waiting for me to take them off. I'll take them off the shelves as well. Are people going into how are they buying their toys? What have you discovered the best way that people buy their toys? Actually get hands-on with them? Just see a picture? You look at reviews? What do you suggest when people are looking for toys?
You know, I think it's really great if you go into your local toy shops because those people that are working those toy shops really know, have a great understanding of the toys, and they're going to be able to give really great gift option ideas. But also, you know, if you're looking for a last-minute gift, you know, you can hop on e-commerce sites, and that's another way that we're seeing a lot more people shopping these days as well. But it's definitely a mixed bag.
Right. And you find, and this time around, you want to find out if it'll fit into the Easter basket, too. So that sometimes limits
exactly
the different things you need to do. Jennifer, we want to find out more about some of the things you've talked about. Where's a good place to kind of get a start?
Yeah, you can head over to thegeniusofplay.org. They're over there. They have a lot of great play ideas and inspiration.
Sounds very good. Do you ever make those videos where you're unboxing or playing with toys or demonstrating like that, or do you leave that to other folks to do?
Influencers online these days when it comes to toys.
Absolutely. Well, there's all those different ways that people see are influenced by what they want, whether it's their neighbor, or they see it on a commercial, or they just happen to see it on a shelf. But it's a good idea to find out what's out there for toys and for kids. Jennifer, we appreciate your time this morning. I thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Jennifer Lynch, she's a toy trends specialist and content developer for the Toy Association.